Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Mr. Number 1283, Matthew 6 verses 19 to 23, Luke 12 verses 32 to 36, quoted. Now, just now, a great work is to be done without delay. The Lord calls upon His stewards for that which is His own. God's people are not to tie up their money by placing it in banks. They should put it in circulation by investing it in the work in missionary fields. Let those of our people who have money in banks withdraw it and invest it in the great work of God while they have opportunity. No one is to make an urgent appeal for means with which to erect large and expensive buildings for sanitariums, colleges, or publishing houses, so absorbing means that the work in other places is crippled. Let our brethren be careful lest by drawing largely from our people for the erection of buildings in one place they rob other parts of the Lord's vineyard. Unduly to exalt the work in one part of the field is selfishness and covetousness. The Lord specially condemns such a manifestation, for by it His sacred work is misrepresented before the world. He would have His work controlled and guided by equity, justice, and judgment. He does not call for the erection of immense institutions. One corner of the vineyard is not the whole world. In many places throughout the world, memorials for God are to be established to represent His truth. Every dollar that we have belongs to God. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Yet some do not recognize His ownership. Though the work in the part of the field where they are laboring already possesses an abundance of facilities, they continue to draw from the Lord's treasury. They do not think of the needy portions of the field, which require such facilities as they already have. Would they work as zealously to provide for some other place the facilities they think are required in their field? Every worker must labor with an eye single to the glory of God. If the work in all parts of the field bore the signature of heaven, there would be means enough to carry it forward. Those who have the money in God's treasury are to economize in the use of means, and they are to consider carefully the needs of the work in the home field and in the regions beyond. If they did this, they would not erect mammoth institutions, contrary to the instruction of God. The Lord has plainly told us that instead of erecting a mammoth institution in any one place, we should establish plants in many places. The question is sometimes asked, why build schoolhouses, sanitariums, food stores, or churches when time is so short? The Lord's money is to be invested wisely. In many places where the work has been shamefully neglected, plants must be established that will be producers as well as consumers. Memorials for God should be established in every place as an aid in the proclamation of the last message of mercy. Missionary work should be done in every city. Qualifications of workers. I have repeatedly been given instruction in regard to the characters that should be possessed by the men who occupy responsible positions in the work of God. If those engaged in the work of God cherish evil traits of character, the truths they present will taste too strongly of the dish to be palatable. The great work of redemption is to be carried steadily forward. On every hand are seen covetousness, selfishness, and self-exaltation. Unless our leading men are freed from these sins, their characters will be warped and they will hinder the work of God. Many of the leading men have dishonored the Lord. They have been false shepherds and have led the flock of God astray. Teachers and rulers must be disciplined by disappointment, hardship, and affliction. Unless they are willing to learn of Christ His meekness and lowliness, they are not fitted to teach. Their example of self-righteousness will do nothing to advance the work of God. Lest the enemies of God should triumph over backsliding Israel, God bears long with the waywardness of their leaders, who though grown to the stature of men and women have not put away their childish faults and imperfections, who after having had years of experience still reveal that they are deficient in love, in grace, in purity. For the glory of His own name, not because of the righteousness of His church or because of their obedience to His commandments, God has borne long with His people. Isaiah 48 verses 9 to 13, 17, 18, quoted. The time will come when all must stand before angels and before men, revealed in their true light. As the artist reproduces upon the polished plate the features of the human countenance, so their characters are being transferred to the books of heaven. The great master artist faithfully delineates every phase of the character. Every manifestation of selfishness or greed is noted by him. In the judgment, every man will stand revealed just as he is, either fashioned after the divine similitude or disfigured by the idolatrous sins of selfishness and covetousness.